You're listening to Cheapnified, podcasting 12 floors up the lovely city of Newark. This is your host, Mishy. It is April 9, 2006, 4:30 a.m., and you're listening to the fourth episode of Cheapnified. Hey, this is Mishy, and my apologies. There's a reason why this episode was recorded so late, and that ties in with the Mishy-nary word of the week. Mishy-nary is simply a compilation of words with definitions that have been mishified. And by mishified, I mean I took a word, sliced, diced, ate it, and then spit it out a meaning more appropriate for the word. And the word for this episode is mandated. What is mandated? This, folks, is a bad, bad word. It makes people suffer and cry like a little baby who just pooped and mommy is out cold while daddy is surfing channels on cable TV, which is really, really bad. Mandated, when an individual is left with its jaws open after being bitch slapped by a superior with words like overtime and sentences like you can't say no and nyeh, 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 nyeh. Those sentences are usually accompanied by an evil smirk and a devilish red twinkling eye. If you have been roped and caught by this word, then my only advice for you is to re-listen to the previous episodes of Cheapnified, or Otaku Generation, or whichever other podcast you subscribe to, and occasionally flip a bird at your superior when her or his back is turned. So, that's the reason. For the couple of weeks, I've been mandated to work overtime, and it's just tiring the hell out of me. The good news is I'm finally off today. And with that, I'll continue on with terrific news, like we have listener feedback. But first, I'd like to say hi to the regulars on the comments section of my site. Thanks for still listening and just being awesome. Shuri, Sony Token, Obi, Abed, and Rick. Alright, I have two feedbacks. This first one is from Mike. He says, "Hey Mishy, love the show. Absolutely great. You got a loyal fan over here in Greece. I think UT2K4 could make an interesting sci-fi action flick, if they could make up some interesting characters. Also, the Elder Scrolls RPGs like Morrowind and Oblivion might make for a cool fantasy franchise like Lord of the Rings style. And I was gonna say that Siberia adventure games, but those are marvelous in their own right. They're practically another art form in themselves. Keep up the good work, girl. Can't wait for the next show." Thanks a lot, Mike. I was thrilled, actually, when I saw the comment. It's great to know there's somebody from Greece who listens to me. Your suggestions for the movies were great. Definitely, definitely. It'd be great if all of them, or at least one of them, will be made into a live-action movie. I would definitely watch it. Especially Unreal Tournament. That would probably be great. Also, Morrowind sounds pretty good. Alright, for the next feedback. This says, "Best recipe ever. Hilarious. Keep up the cast. It's great. The Golden Sun series is my fave video game. Would make a cool movie or anime. Yoshi would also be funny on screen. Thanks, Buttercup Boxer." Alright, thanks a lot, Buttercup Boxer. And Golden Sun, I've heard a lot of great things about it, but I'm just not into that type of genre. I'm more into the FPS games or fighting. But I've heard a lot of good things about it, and it'll probably make a good movie. Also, Buttercup asked if I was gonna talk a little bit more about myself or Newark. so I'll talk about myself a bit more probably in the next episode. So thanks for the feedback and keep them coming my way. You can email me at chipnified@gmail.com or you can leave a voice message by either calling me at 206-666-3742 or going to chipnified.podomatic.com and using audio. Look for that little birdie. Alright, the last episode we were talking about dinuguan. Yet again, I neglected to add that it is customary to eat it with what we Filipinos call puto. It's basically a steamed rice cake. It's white in color usually and is sometimes topped with cheese or butter. But for my Spanish-speaking listeners out there, puto means, all together now, man whore. Yes, that's right. And speaking of man whores, hi to Alan, Aaron, Dan, Todd, Paul, and Kyle of Otaku Generation. Check out their podcast at otakugeneration.net. Oh, and hi to Jefferson also. That was a great show last time, guys. Okay, so what's the topic for tonight? Well, I talked a bit about video games made into movies. How about anime made into live-action movies? But I do have one top reason why anime shouldn't be made into movies, and that is Devilman. That was fucking horrible. Come on. Sure, it has CG effects and all, but there's too much crap in the movie that you can't really appreciate the effects. So, two sagging breasts down for Devilman, the live-action movie. So, what other animes are going to be made into live-action movie? Well, it's been 4 years since we heard that Neon Genesis Evangelion was going to be made into a live-action movie. And production still hasn't started. If you want to know more about it, though, you can check out eva.trivialbeing.net for the latest news. In the other anime news, Saikano, the live-action movie, was released in Japan last January 06. Saikano or Saishu Heiki Kanojo was an anime series about a girl who was the ultimate weapon. You can find a trailer at shrinkster.com DTM. Then there's also the Transformers the movie. Oh god. I don't know. We'll see, I guess. So let me know which anime series or movie you would want to be turned into a live action movie. Not all anime movies were bad, really. I thought Dragon Ball was amusing, but Guyver was awful. Speaking of awful, my coworker made a statement today. She said, "There are some things you shouldn't eat, and one of them is a bull's penis." You see, my other coworker told us a story about how she had bronchitis in Colombia, and a friend of hers said that her mother cooked her some soup that will help with her bronchitis. And sure enough, it did, but I told her later on that she actually ate a bull's penis soup. So you know what time is it then, right? Time to bust out your loincloth and spear, because we're going bull hunting this time. See, bulls are harder to find. You have to drive to the countryside and find a herd of horny cows. I'm sure there's a bull somewhere near them that has penis for you to chop off. Now, you only need the penis, okay? So it'll be a little tricky convincing the bull to give you his most prized possession. Unlike women, the lady cows don't use their hooves to stimulate the bull, you see. So you need your spear to hit the bull's eye, bull's penis, that is. Now, once you have the penis, here's the step-by-step instruction on how to cook it. What will you need? About a pound of penis, ram, or bulls, or if not a pound, you can't find a pound because I'm not really sure how big they are and how much they weigh if you just get one penis from a bull, you know, unless you go hunting around and get more bull's penises. But anyway, a pound of penis, 3 tablespoons of oil, 1 large chopped onion, 2 garlic cloves peeled and chopped, 1 teaspoon coriander seeds crushed, 1 teaspoon salt, freshly ground black pepper. Okay, what do you need to do? Number 1, scald the penis, then drain and clean. Clean it really good, okay? Number 2, place the penis in a saucepan, then cover with cold water and bring to a boil. Now, once it starts boiling, you need to remove the scum Then simmer for another 10 minutes. After you're done simmering, drain and slice. Heat the oil in the large skillet. Add the onion, the garlic, and the coriander and fry until the onion is golden. And then add the penis slices and fry on both sides for a few minutes. Stir in the remaining ingredients with a good grinding of pepper. Add enough water to cover and bring to a boil. Lower the heat, cover, and simmer for about 2 hours. It's 2 hours. Because you need the penis to be tender. Alright. And then you need to add a little water from time to time if necessary just to prevent the penis from burning. And that's it. Serve and enjoy your penis. Alright, before I go, I have a new segment. And this is what we call the Name That Tune. So I'm going to play basically a short part from a song. And you're going to guess what title and who sang the song. So the range really is from, I guess, way back when and to the present, but most of the time I'll be playing the older stuff. Well, just to make it a little bit harder, I guess. Because, I mean, if I play the mainstream music, then that'll be too easy for y'all, right? So, this is the first Name That Tune song.
Sexy girl, I know them off you get brochure. Pick up yourself, pick up your time.
Alright, if you know which song that was, let me know. Give me the title and also the artist. You can email me at cheapnified@gmail.com or you can leave the answer or other comments at cheapnified@podomatic.com. You can also leave a voice message with the answer or just whatever message you want to leave at 206-666-3742. Or look for the birdie on the site and leave a voice message there. So, I guess this is going to be a short episode for today. Until next time.
This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.